Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Today on CityCast Philly, we're talking about our monthly events guide. We'll be sharing some of the coolest places to go, restaurants to try, and free things to do. Cherry blossoms are in full bloom this month, and festival season begins. So the CityCast Philly team is here to share our recommendations of things to do in April. Plus, we vote for the best. It's Monday, April 1st.
I'm Trina Ree, and here's what Philly's talking about.
Just kidding. Just April Fools. Joining me is CityCast Philly executive producer Laura Benchoff. Hey, Laura.
Hey, Trina.
Great joke. CityCast Philly producer Abby Fritz. Hey, Abby.
Morning, Trina.
Hey, and our Hey Philly newsletter editor, Asha Prahar. Hey, Asha.
Good morning.
We're the team behind CityCast Philly, a daily local podcast helping you keep up with the news and feel more connected to Philly. And we have a daily newsletter too, Hey Philly. Make sure you sign up. There's a link in our show notes. So we're going to continue our monthly events guide. You know, this episode is a favorite of mine because it helps me explore more things happening in and around the city. And then we'll vote for our favorites. We're going to start with Laura. Kick us off. Tell us one activity, one restaurant or drink recommendation that you have, and one free thing to do in Philly this April.
Absolutely. Okay. Have y'all heard of Snatcherella? Does that word mean anything to you?
Absolutely not.
All right. Well, good. I'm here to educate. So my activity for the month is called, it's a little bit of a long name, Snatcherella 3000 Battle of the Seasons Dueling Diva Smackdown.
Ooh.
And that is happening April 10th at Frankie Bradley in the Gayborhood. So Snatcherella, I've read a few articles about it. It's been written up. It's been happening for a few years. It has been described as sort of a homegrown Philly crossover between RuPaul's Drag Race and Project Runway. So it is a competition where drag, burlesque, and nightlife performers come together and they get judged. It looks really fun. If you look at the Snatcherella Instagram, the costumes look amazing. And so this month, because I guess they're not doing a season right now, so often they'll do these competitions sort of weekly, structured like those TV shows that I mentioned. They're having kind of like a five-season battle SmackDown event on April 10th. It's $12, and if you've never been, Frankie Bradley's sort of like a bar on the first floor. You go upstairs, there's a little performance space. It's pretty small, which is cool. You get to be kind of close to the performers and people like interact with the audience a lot. And $12, that's like a great midweek, you know, date night, going out with friend night price for something to do. I will say you would probably, if you go, you will end up spending more on drinks. And you should bring single dollar bills, because part of what you do when you go to one of these performances is you toss dollar bills at the performers to show that you like what they're doing. And then folks come through and clean it up. So that's something I think is cool that's happening this month, that I've been meaning to get to one of these Snatcherella events. And this one looks really fun. For my food and or drink recommendation, there is a restaurant that I've been following closely to see when they are opening, and they opened very late last March, so they're open now. It's called Compar. It's on South 7th Street in Bella Vista, and it's been getting a lot of press, I think, just because it has sort of like a, the business has a good story. So the chef at Compar, she had a different restaurant that was a pandemic casualty. She had a restaurant called Sate Campar doing Malaysian food. And during the pandemic, it was reported in several outlets that the landlord for that restaurant hiked the rent. And so she couldn't stay there anymore. So she's been sort of like a chef without a space for the last few years, but is finally reopening at the space on 7th Street. And I looked at the menu and it looks really, really good.
So good.
There's things like noodles topped with a soft boiled egg and spicy shrimp chilies. And then you can get like pork or tofu on top. There's also beef that's braised in spices for 6 hours. So it gets really tender. I just want to try this food because I think the flavors will be really good.
Okay, give us your free recommendation.
So this is a little corny, a little bit basic, but I really like the cherry blossoms here in Philly. Yeah, and you can see them out so right fun. Now. They're starting to pop off. It's so nice. You know, they look like kind of cotton candy on the trees. And so the annual Cherry Blossom Festival is happening this month. It's sort of like a month-long festival, but the main event is called Sakura Weekend, which is going to be basically kicking off Friday, April 12th and going through Sunday, April 14th. And that is at the Shifuso House in Fairmount Park. So that's where a lot of the cherry trees are. They're all over the city, but like if you want to kind of just go be like in a field of them, this is a cool place you can go. You do not need to make a reservation or get a ticket, and it is free to go to this festival, although it does seem like some of the events might be sort of like pay as you go. According to the website, there's going to be a beer garden and a vendor market and music performances and cultural activities. But I've just gone and like had a nice picnic among the cherry trees there, and it's so chill and nice. You also see people doing their little like Instagram photo shoots with the cherry trees when they're in bloom. It's just like great people watching. It's like a beautiful place to hang out. And it's free, and it's so nice to be outside before it gets too hot in Philly, which is coming. So those are my recommendations for April.
Great one.
I am going to toss to you, Asha. What is your activity that you would recommend we do this month?
One thing that I'm personally really wanting to check out, and I think could be really cool if anyone's a sort of like theater live performance fan, this month is Philly Theater Week. That's happening between April 4th and April 14th. If you haven't heard of Theater Week, it's basically an opportunity to sort of explore the offerings of a bunch of Philly's like various theater companies, and the tickets are all pay what you can. So it's a nice, like affordable way to enjoy theater from really like a range of groups and a range of like different types of productions. So I was looking through the options, and one of them's like a comedy show about the solar eclipse that's happening this month,
cool.
Which, you know, seems interesting. And then there's like a young playwright spring showcase. And then there's also a one act anti-bully musical. And then there are many, many more. These shows are happening all over the city and all over the region as well. So there might be one in your neighborhood. So I would definitely recommend going to the Philly Theater Week website and looking at all the different things. And I would also recommend doing this pretty soon because the tickets actually went on sale in early March. And there are like limited quantities. So you'll definitely want to check that out sooner rather than later if that's something that sounds interesting to you.
Cool.
Yeah. And then for my food drink recommendation, you know, it's supposed to be getting warm and whatnot because of the spring. So we're definitely moving into food festival season. So I wanted to highlight one of them, and that is Flavors on the Ave in East Pashunk, which is scheduled for April 28th at 11 a.m. And then it goes until 5 p.m. It's this like huge pay-as-you-go food festival on East Pashunk Ave. And that's in South Philly, where you can get food from local restaurants, like get a drink, hear some live music. Ooh. You can also do a little shopping at some local vendors because they have like little stands set up. I went a few years ago and I stumbled on some really cool finds shopping wise. So I definitely would love to go back. One thing I will say about the event, though, is that it can get super, super crowded, especially if the weather's nice. So just be aware of that and prepared, and maybe try to get there on the earlier side if that's something that you might be worried about.
I love going to these type of outdoor avenue food community events. Mm-hmm. I've been to the No Libs one, which gets really crowded, and Lancaster Avenue's street festival.
Yeah, it's always really fun to see like neighborhoods just kind of come alive and to see like to sort of have a spotlight on one neighborhood for a weekend and have people from all different parts of the city like coming to visit.
Yeah. And no cars, just walking and baby strollers and like dogs and everybody's out. Yeah. What about your free thing to do?
You know, I actually had no idea this was a holiday until I saw the event I'm about to mention. But it turns out that April 11th is National Board Game Day.
Ooh.
Who knew that there was there's a holiday for everything. So, you know, I probably could have guessed there's a holiday for that. But yeah, to celebrate National Board Game Day, Thirsty Dice, which is a board game restaurant in Fairmount, is going to be offering free passes to their board game library all day. The passes give you access to all of their games. Apparently, they have 950.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a lot. I didn't even know that many board games existed.
Yeah.
And these passes are usually $7 per person, so it's a nice little discount. They're also going to be raffling off free board games every hour, and they're going to be offering a discount in their, like, retail section where you can buy games to, like, take home with you and own. You'll still have to pay for, like, food and drinks and all that. So maybe this is more of, like, a free ish thing, or like pay as you go.
Could be,
but
free.
Like the actual board game experience is free, so I'm gonna call it a free thing. Seems pretty fun.
More April events after the break. This is CityCast Philly. All right, so I kept seeing this event, okay, and it is like the hottest ticket, I feel like, right now in April. So much so that people are trying to figure out how they can get in. I looked for the ticket prices, and it's crazy if you haven't gotten your ticket for the WWE WrestleMania 40. This is the professional wrestling event produced by WWE. It's their 40th annual WrestleMania, and it's happening all weekend from April 4th to April 8th at various locations in the city. Again, it's going to be pricey, y'all. The kickoff event is happening Thursday, April 4th at 8 p.m. It's the WWE Undertaker One Dead Man Show that's happening at the Fillmore. Then on Friday, April 4th, it's WWE Friday Night SmackDown, another SmackDown event, and the WWE Hall of Fame ceremony. That kicks off at 7:45 at the Wells Fargo Center. But if you wanted more wrestling, Saturday, April 6th and Sunday, April 7th, it's WrestleMania happening from 6:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. at the Lincoln Financial Field. And another great event I saw, part of this packed weekend, is that earlier on Saturday morning, starting at 11:30, you can check out WWE's breakout stars and some of the up-and-coming wrestlers. And this is called the NXT, I'm guessing for Next Live in Action, at the Wells Fargo Center. Okay. Here is the hard news I have to give to you. According to Ticketmaster, tickets are $740. And that's just the base price, because we didn't get into, like, you know, those prices that you got to pay for, like, the taxes and stuff. That's for the two-day passes.
Wow.
But I did some research. You could probably, at this point, check out the reseller sites like StubHub or Vivid Seats. Or ask your friend if they got tickets, and then y'all can go together. Because that's the only way you're going to go.
This is for the real wrestling heads. That is that is a pricey event.
Yeah, I definitely started hearing about this, like, last year at some point. Mm-hmm. Seems like a big thing. There will probably be a lot of tourists in town for it.
For sure.
From all over the place. Because this is like the event, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. This is WWE SmackDown. all right. Y'all ready for some food?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, please.
I've got another multi-day event for you. So my choice for food and drink this month is the Chef Conference. That's happening April 12th through April 15th. This is a four-day event featuring panels from award-winning chefs, celebrities, and writers in the food world. And according to the event, there are 11 specialty curated dinners offered over the course of the conference.
Ooh.
What stood out to me is that there's a tasting tour at several restaurants throughout the city to get attendees to visit some of the most amazing offerings in the city. And I know we've talked about this for some time now, but Philly, like, we just have an amazing food scene.
Truly, we really do.
But also what was really cool to me is that the chef conference was actually created by Mike Trout, maybe Trout, a lawyer turned chef turned Drexel University professor. And this is actually a spinoff event to something that he created back in 2013. Now, according to the Philadelphia Inquirer, this used to be a annual event hosted by Drexel University's hospitality management department to discuss the restaurant industry. And so now it is the chef conference, and a lot of big names are going to be coming through the city. Now, some of the individual panels are priced between $50 and $75. And the chef conference panel day, which is happening on Monday, April 15th, that is a whopping $300, mm-hmm. but you're going to get a lot of bang for your buck. Yeah. So again, this is like just a really cool local event turned national now, where a lot of heavy hitters are going to be coming through the city.
That sounds so good.
Okay, we've been spending a lot of money, so I got to let y'all know about this free event I saw. My selection for a free thing to do is check out your neighborhood rec centers. Yeah. Some are offering really fun activities for the whole family. So Heisman, located at 3631 Amber Street, is hosting a free chess club on Monday nights for our neighbors 8 years old and up. No registration or prior experience is required. Also, there is a 40 and up double Dutch club at the William B. Simon Center. That's located at 7200 Woolston Avenue. Other activities you can check out, pickleball, tumbling, soccer, are some of the other activities that I found on the Parks and Recreation website. And we'll have that link in our show notes so you can check out their finder tool. All right, Abby, it's your turn.
Wow, I don't know how to follow up all these great activities. You guys are killing it. So I'm going to start with my activity. I think Asha might have mentioned this briefly, but there is going to be a partial solar eclipse this month in Philly and across the United States, which is pretty cool. So it's going to be visible on Monday, April 8th from 1:30 to 5 p.m., This is a 90% eclipse, so it's not a total eclipse, but it's basically, we're 90% of the way there. I was reading up on this on Temple's website, and apparently there hasn't been a like significant eclipse that was visible in Philly since 2017. So
I was there.
You were there?
I was standing on 6th Street between Race and Arch Street, and we had special glasses to check it out. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's like one of those like once in a lifetime type of things. Well, actually, is a solar eclipse, like, does it happen often?
So Temple's website says the next time we will see a 90% coverage eclipse won't happen until March 30th, 2078.
Oh my gosh.
Whoa.
Wait,
I will be
wild.
90.
All right, well, we'll catch it. I'll meet you.
Yeah.
Back on, right. on 6th Street.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's wild. So you definitely want to catch it then. And there's a few ways you can go about seeing the eclipse. So first and foremost, be safe. You cannot look at the eclipse without like some safety equipment, and regular sunglasses will not cut it. So don't do that. You need like the special eclipse sunglasses. They block like over 99% of the sun's rays. There's also like special telescopes and tents as well. But if you don't want to buy those, a few colleges are holding events, and also the Franklin Institute will be having an event on that Monday from 1:30 to 5 p.m., which is free. It's on the steps of the museum on 20th Street, but you won't, just as a disclaimer, you won't be able to get into the museum, but you will be able to look at the partial solar eclipse. They're going to have large solar filter tents, so that will be safe for you to look at the sun through, and some specially equipped telescopes. So
that's so cool.
Okay, and then now it's my favorite part, the food. Like Asha also mentioned, and I think Trinae as well, there's so many food festivals going on. It's food festival season. The weather is getting better. We all want to go outside and eat food. So I'm taking you guys to Manayunk, to the Manayunk Street Food Festival. Get it?
Oh, okay. At first I was like, what are you saying? Are you struggling right now?
Like E-A-T, like street.
Got it.
The Manayunk Development Corporation and Manayunk Special Services District is holding their annual street food festival on the main line. There's going to be so much food, including trucks. They have a section called gourmet food. And then also there's going to be participating restaurants. There's going to be vendors if you're into shopping, along with 6 live music performances. This is all going to happen Sunday, April 21st at 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., and it's pay as you go. They also, which I think this is very nice of them, they have included instructions on how to get to this event via public transit, bike, car, and trail on their website.
Cool.
So my favorite free event for springtime, summertime is coming back this month in Philly. I'm so excited. I went for the first time last year and I had such a ball with my buddies. I literally recommend this to everyone and I've been texting everyone telling them it's coming back. So the free salsa class and social at FDR Park is starting up again this month. I love this event. So basically, you get to start the night with a salsa and bachata how-to. They have an instructor there. I definitely suggest getting there on time at 7:30 on Friday, April 26th, especially if you're like me and you have 2 left feet and don't know how to dance at all. It's at the FDR Boathouse, which is beautiful to hang out at, especially like as the sun is going down. Dress for the weather, though, because it can get a little chilly later in the day, especially, you know, depending on the weather. And once the class is over, you get to stay until 11:30 p.m. and just kind of hang out with everybody there and dance. Aww. It's really fun. There's people of all skill levels. There's some really incredible people I've seen there. There's people like me who do not know what they're doing. And it's so much fun. So many people who were like better at dancing than me came and like asked me to dance and were teaching you. And it's just a very social, community-driven event. Everybody's chatting and dancing, and it's a lot of fun. They're also going to have Taqueria Morales there serving food, which they accept cash and Venmo. And there are porta potties nearby, but not a water fountain. So I would bring a water bottle. And all of this is free, except, you know, obviously, if you want to buy the food, they do ask, like, if you can give a donation, it will help the Fairmount Park Conservancy continue to put on events like this one and maintain the parks. But hey, it's free otherwise. So.
Abby, I'm so glad that you put this on your list because I got my salsa skirt. I just got it. Oh now, I'm taking some classes out in the Willow Grove area, but this is so cool.
This is
it's
so
free.
Fun. It's great. You're going to come and kick my butt, I'm sure.
All right. Now, here comes the extra fun part of this episode. We get to vote on who had the best recommendations. Let's start off. Who had the best activity?
I will say I pretty much immediately was like, I am going to text my friend who has been wanting to see a theater show. He knows who he is. I had him in mind. I'm sending that because Pay What You Wish is incredible. And it's so hard to like get into theater if you've kind of never experienced it before. So I loved that activity, Asha. So Philly Theater Week, that I think is going to be my activity pick personally.
It's a really good one.
Okay, so who had the best food and drink recommendation for April? I'm sorry, y'all. I gotta say the chef conference.
Yes. Self-nominate. No, that's a good one.
It's a great one.
I think it's going to get so many local restaurants visibility. Mm-hmm. Also, we can hear from people we see on television, people that we read their reviews and... Yeah, I'm going to go for that one. But if I had a runner-up, I would definitely say everyone's recommendation for the street festivals.
I'm a foodie, so I concur with Ternay's select of herself.
Okay. Who had the best free event for April?
It feels like it's the salsa. It feels like it's got to be the salsa. I mean, it sounds so fun.
It's so much
fun.
You
really sold it.
I know. I love it. Yeah. They should sponsor me or something because I love their event, even though it's free.
It's a free event. Yeah.
All right. That was CityCast Philly executive producer Laura Benchoff with the Campar recommendation. CityCast Philly producer Abby Fritz with the Sasso recommendation. And our Hey Philly newsletter editor, Asha Prahar, who had the recommendation for Philly Theater Week. Thank you all so much for all these recommendations.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks for having me, Trine.
This was so fun, Trine. Shout out to the Chef's Conference and the WWE WrestleMania 40th anniversary.
Shout out to your awesome voices. Yes.
Truly. This is how I read bedtime stories to my kids. For a complete list of our April recommendations, check out the links in our show notes. That's all for today here on CityCast Philly. If you enjoyed this episode about things to do in April, tell a friend, rate the show, leave us a review, and hit that subscribe button. Be sure to sign up for our morning newsletter, Hey Philly, to learn more about what else Philly's talking about. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more news from around the city. Bye.